10 hours per week for the last 12 years, Arnett Hartsfield has greeted visitors at the African American Firefighter Museum in South Central Los Angeles. It is the only museum of its type in the United States. Retired for more than 50 years, he teaches visitors about himself, his fellow firefighters, and the long battle for equality.
My father was an orphan at age 6. I didn't see either one of his parents. The only grandparent I ever saw was George Marder, born in Belfast, Ireland. Until 1929, when we came to California, we lived with him in his house in Seattle. I got to Los Angeles and found out I was being segregated. It was a brand new experience to me. I was used to being called names, but I had never been segregated. You can't segregate one.
He recalls how a fellow firefighter had suffered.
There's a man that should be here. The man bent over in that picture, that big picture. At Engine 10, right over here on Hill Street. The white fireman took his pillow in the toilet. Put human filth on it. He laid his head in. They took him home in an ambulance. His hair turned white in about 60 days, I believe, from the shock.
Arnett refused to let his friends be bullied out of their jobs.
And I came up with a slogan. I said, it's too good a job to let some redneck run us off of. And so we hung on. Every one of my men got a pension.
Segregation caused a lot of pain, but it ironically saved Arnett's life in World War II.
I was overseas in a segregated division complaining, unloading ships. Oh, I was mad. I'm an officer. I'm not a laborer. And the good Lord said, shut up, darky. I'm taking care of you. And the war ended, and I came home, and a thought hit me. Not one of the boys that died at Normandy would complain if he could come back and unload ships. They tickled to death.
He explains why he founded this museum.
When I went to Gil Lindsay, trying to get his support to make this into a museum, Hartsfield, what are you trying to do? Build a monument to segregation? I said, no, councilman. I want to build a monument to what we achieved in spite of segregation. Then he got behind us.
Much has changed since the days of segregation.
I've lived to see 20 black chief officers, over 100 black captains, including my former son.
The pace of progress continues to astound Arnett.
Because I didn't believe Obama could become president. I said, they're trying to trick me. They're telling me that Obama's ahead, so maybe I won't vote. I'll fool them. I cast my vote and went to bed on election night. I woke up the next morning and wife number two said, he's president. I said, no, he isn't. He's president-elect.
He passes on his wisdom to future generations.
The greatest slogan I've ever heard, I learned 2 years ago. I thought I had the best one. My slogan was, learn to make stepping stones out of stumbling blocks, and your life becomes a whole lot easier. I got even a better one now. We pass it on to you. If you don't have all the things you want, remember to be grateful for the things you don't have that you don't want.
Ken Vandermeer, Annenberg Radio News.